Blog Talk Radio.
Just want to get a piece.
And then when the girl does not have any sense, they let themselves go. Well, the same thing with the mother. She had relationships with different men. And, you know, the last one she had was trying to get after one daughter. You can't place these men into positions. In this movie, these girls went through a struggle, and they ended up plotted into killing their mother because they got tired of what she was dealing with. They didn't have to kill her, but that was the only option that they saw. They kind of leaked out to their high school friends some things that they were, you know, contemplating on doing or whatnot. But that also happens because as grown-up as children, they see these things. As single mothers, they also see what you've been going through with these different men in and out of your life. A lot of times when these young women you bear children, and then you're struggling. And then if, God forbid, if you don't have a job and you're in school, you're struggling. You're suffering. You're at home. You're doing whatever you need to do. Well, this mother, she turned around and she kept losing jobs due to alcoholism. She couldn't keep a job because every job was laying off. Every job was closing up, folding up, moving out of the country. But she had a problem. The same thing with mothers that are single under a certain age. They become addicted to what they think the man is, and they want to put these men in position. You can't do that with young guys. We had a situation. A young man wouldn't stop running his mouth, made my ears bleed, and disrespectful to the house and the family. Come over and can't even have a holiday because it's always got to be something going on. But these children see what is going on with you in your life, and then you feel, well, if I'm doing what I want to do, something wrong. And that was a method that this mother, she kept trying to, you know, get away from it, but she just couldn't. And they with young single mothers that pretty much they get with these guys is only around for a minute, and they get what they want to get, and it's over with. And, you know, where she thought it was love, he was infatuated of having sex. So, what is your input on
it, honey? Well, seeing that we have a show that's talking about single mothers that are concerned about their children, I just wanted to say,
child or children.
I'm obviously not a single mother, but I do have some input to say. And however, my wife did raise her children. At some point in time before we were together by herself. I can say this, that the home is one of the best places, but it's also one of the toughest places to raise a child. To be a parent is a high calling that involves a huge degree of responsibility, whether you're a Christian or not, and trying to raise your children, you have a huge task before you. You have to understand something, that there are many temptations out there for a young mother or single parent or single mom to deal with. The fact they have financial temptations, they have the fleshly temptations and desires where they feel the need to be loved, and sometimes men take advantage of that. But also, you have to be very, very careful if you have children, because your children are literally watching everything that you do,
yeah,
and they're listening to everything that you say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there was an example where I can give you a true example where a child got aggressive with another child because they saw their mom getting aggressive with their boyfriend, and saw the boyfriend getting aggressive with the mom. So the only thing they knew to do when they got angry was to sit out and sock somebody, because that's what they saw their mom do.
Yep.
They lash out with their mouth because they hear all this argument and all this bantering going back and forth, and they think it's normal, so they'll go banter back and forth. And then because their vocabulary is limited, the way they express themselves, a 2 or 3 year old express themselves by whining and crying, and the poor little girl, she was just so angry, she was just shaking her fist.
Yeah.
That she was so angry because she could not express herself. So she had went off and hit another child that was bigger than her.
Yeah.
Proverbs 22:6 says to train up a child in the way that he should go, and that when he's old, he would not depart from it. Now, that's one of the best-known parenting verses that you see that's in the Bible, and there's a clear-cut correlation between the way that you parent your child and the way that your sons and your daughters turn out as adults. So you have to be, you know, you have to be mindful that what you have to guard their little minds.
Yes, you do.
And be careful, because what people put in their minds, mm-hmm. you can't reach in there and just take that out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Once that seed is planted, that seed can manifest themselves. And to the single mothers out there, if your daughter sees a man dogging you out,
yeah,
9 times out of 10, there's a man going to dog them out, because they're going to watch you go through, because you got a low self-esteem about yourself. They're going to have a low self-esteem about themselves, and they're going to think it's normal for a man to beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, it's a learned behavior,
and it's a pattern that we all too often see, in society,
mm-hmm.
that goes on. And I think that women, when they're single mothers, when this happens, and your daughters and your son sees this, this carries on into their lives and impacts them as adults. We also watched another program on Yana Van Zandt.
Oh yeah.
Where there was a young lady that had her mom raising her son.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been raising the son since he was 2 years old.
6 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Raised him for 6 years, and the boy's 8 years old, and he's all confused about what's going on. And the daughter was still confused. She turned to a life of drugs and partying,
and drinking, and just
felt that she couldn't raise her child.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandmother had full custody of the child, but not only was the mom and the grandmama impacted, but also the sister,
yeah.
as well as the child.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one example. And they were right here in Chicago. That's just one example of this 8-year-old boy growing up without a father and without a mother. He has no inclination or no understanding why his mom is not there to be with him. The only thing he knows is that his mom is gone.
Yeah, he don't have no clue of what's going on. And the thing about it is that, you know, when you see a lot of the young, and I'm looking at a lot of single mothers, they're turning to these guys that are street guys. And the street guys have no sense of direction. Some of them, not all of them, that grew up in certain areas.
Funk bombs.
Yeah, funk bombs, they call them. But a lot of them, you know, were not being hateful or hurtful towards a lot of people that live in certain areas, like Englewood, Roseland, the West Side. You have good people that literally lived in those areas back in the day, and they became successful. But in this generation and time that we're seeing, all we see is more young men walking around, wearing their pants down, standing on the street corner, doing other type of things, and these girls are attracted to that, the way that they look, the way that they dress. I guess it's the power that turns them on of, oh, well, he know how to flip dope. He know how to do this, quick money, fast money. But then when these guys go to jail and you're left with their seed to raise, you got to go back and forth. If they're not shipped or sent downstate to other area prisons or penitentiaries, you know, they're at the local county, you know, receiving part, and they're there. And you got to run up there once a week and go and see them behind glasses, and they got to get continuously in and out of court, going to get the case after case after case after case after case. And these guys go to jail on stupid stuff. But you will fight and you'll give up your whole life because you're trying to make these young men be husbands and you're trying to train them. The Bible did not say for a child to raise a child. Did it say that, honey?
All right.
It didn't say to raise a child. When these young boys end up going to spend time and they lost half of their life dealing with the law, staying in jail on stupid stuff, whether it's domestic, whether it's burglary, whether it's accessory to a crime, they lose all that time. And then a lot of them, they may not come out for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years. And then you stuck raising that child, and you gotta, you know, you gotta do what you can do for this child because the baby father is always in jail. A lot of the girls who end up being single mothers have to deal with the fathers that end up going to jail. Then when they're there, they lost their life because they went in when the TV was square and now it's flat. Come out years later, it's flat screen. You know, cars used to be hard, now they're fiberglass. So things have changed. The whole society, the world has changed while they're incarcerated. But now, by the same token, when they get out, it's really, to be honest, and honey, you can interject with that, it's not your job to help him find anything or build him or rebuild him. He's not your husband. He is a, what they call it, he's an asset, a liability.
Well, number one, a lot of these men that you're referring to, they come from broken homes themselves.
They come from homes
where there's no father. Some of them come from homes where both the father and mother are either alcoholics or addicted,
or they're not together.
The father's he's in jail or incarcerated himself. They don't have anything to instill or put into the man or put into the child. You know, the Bible tells us, especially the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us that we should teach them, that we should talk to them when they sit in the house. When we're taking walks with them, we're to talk to them and to teach them. And when they lay down to go to sleep, we are to instruct them in the ways of life and in the ways of living and in the ways of the Word of God. And even when they wake up in the morning, we're to talk to them while they're at breakfast. Find out what's going on. Find out what's going on in their minds and instruct them. These children have not had any instruction.
No, they haven't.
And because they haven't had any instruction, they have no instruction on morals.
No, they don't.
No instruction on what to do in various situations in life. No instructions on what it takes to be responsible and what to do when you're working and get a job. Some of these kids, when they get grown and become adults, they feel that they're entitled to something and go in your refrigerator and open your refrigerator in your house and act like they put it in there themselves.
Well, see, another thing, too, is that a lot of young women, a lot of single mothers end up getting with guys, although they might not have been to jail or had a prison record or corruption in their life. They just come from a broken home where their father was in and out of their lives, unstable. And it's not always about the money. It's about what you can impart into the child. Because when these children end up seeing the things that they see, and sometimes they can't see, they don't see a lot of stuff, and they don't understand. Even when relationships break up, it'll happen. But it doesn't mean that person, we all have come through that stupid stage thinking that somebody was supposed to be for us, and they literally wasn't. So the thing about it is that when they see this, then you got guys coming in and out, all types of different guys. When I was married before, it was 11 years, and the thing about it, after that, that divorce was just over with. It took me 8 years before I wanted to get back into dating game because I didn't want different guys coming in out of my children's life that didn't mean nothing, that was not concerned about their welfare being or being able to be a figure in their life to give them advice or to give them things. Some of the it was hopeless. Because there was no one mature a lot of guys want to play. And they figure, well, if a woman got a whole lot of kids, she got to be getting money from somewhere, so she got to be doing this, she got to be doing that. That's the first thing a lot of men think. But now when these girls see you, when you be fighting these boys that you have, I call them boys, they ain't ready to be men. I don't care what age they are. They can be 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. They talk too much. They want to argue, fuss, and fight. They don't know how to have a conversation. But then when they throw punches at you and whatnot, your children see this. This is what these little girls was dealing with their moms with alcoholism. They saw, they walked in on their mother having sex. I mean, the guy was banging her on the floor. And then they walked in from another situation where the mother had the son playing with a vibrator. Hello? I mean, these are things that children end up seeing. I want to read something with you all about growing up. What happens to children when parents fight? This is through developmental program that the science says here when they talk about when the children hear that, and we all have thought at some point in time about that, about what our children see and what they hear. What is destructive conflict? There's a book called Marital Conflict in Children, Emotional Security Perspective by Cummings and colleague Patrick Davies from the University of Rochester, identify the kinds of destruction tactics that parents use with each other that harm the children. Verbal aggression, like name-calling, insults, threats of abandonment, physical aggression, like hitting and pushing, silent tactics like avoidance, walking out, sulking, or withdrawing, or even capitulation, giving in that might look like a solution, but it is not a true one. When parents repeatedly use hostile strategies with each other, some children can become distraught, worried, anxious. Others may react outwardly with anger, becoming aggressive, and developing behavior problems at home and at school. This is how children end up getting acting out. When the young child that we saw do that, their hands grip like, I got to hit somebody. Nobody at under the age of 7 should be having anger issues. Their mind should be free and flow and want to be able to watch Sesame Street, eat a hot dog, have some ice cream, something that's more of their age. Now, children can develop sleep disturbances and health problems like headaches and stomach aches, or they may get sick frequently. Their stress can interfere with their ability to pay attention and create learning and academic problems at school. Most children raised in environments of destructive conflict have problems forming healthy, balanced relationships with their peers. That happened. We saw that. Even sibling relationships are adversely affected. They become overwhelmed and overproactive of each other or distant and disengaged. That was one of the things, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I keep it real. My former husband used to do to my children. No, your mama, see, she was raised like this, and you ain't got to be doing it. And he put a whole lot of salt from every part of the Salt family into their thinking, which caused me a lot of drama. But when stuff happened, first thing, oh, they just growing up. No, man, come on, dude. That ain't the way that go. That's non-parenting, no cooperative parenting. It's what you think versus what I understand it to be because you don't know how to raise no children. Young ladies, before you decide to lay down with a boy, you better know who you have a baby by.
And you better know him.
You better know what's going on.
You know what's happening. Know what he got? Know about his bank account? Run a credit check. Run a background check. You better get him tested for HIV because he might be down on the down low.
You don't know what he's doing.
You don't know what he get into because a lot of these guys, they going both ways and don't even know.
You don't even know.
And then you got men who do practice anal sex, and I call them down low. They don't even know what they want, and they want to put that in you. And you wondering why you got cervical
problems.
Cancer,
yeah,
and all the
female problems
because these men are going in doing it and putting a dirty dingling in you.
And y'all don't understand that because you don't know where them guys, once they leave you, you know, and young ladies, let me tell you something. Stop fighting other young ladies about a child that you have a baby, a man you have a baby about. Because see, most of these girls, I want to get pregnant so I can prove something. No, you're not proving nothing. Most of these guys keep you at disarray and argue. But if you corner that fool, I promise you, he'll get to stuttering out all kind of languages you ain't never thought he knew, from French to Spanish to Greek to Hebrew. He'll be, yeah, no, because you all are killing each other over a penis. You're killing it over the penis. He done laid up in you good enough, and then he done got you crazy, and now all the other women he slept with, and everybody want to ash, ash, one big cat fight over a penis.
When all of them ought to get together, and deal with him,
that's right, and leave him alone,
and don't mess with him because he ain't nothing but confusion. Anytime you got something that is a ball of confusion, understand that that's not from God.
I'm not talking
to just people who are Christians. I'm talking about that the God blesses rain on the just as well as the unjust. And you understand that some you get a lot of confusion, a lot of mess and junk in your life from a bunch of dudes. You need to get all y'all need to come together and sit down and get what to do. Ayanna Van Zandt did it. She got that guy together with 30-some different baby mamas or something. 27 baby mamas in one room with one guy.
27.
With one guy, 27 women. Got all of them together, and they got what they do.
Sure did.
And trust me, they dealt with him.
Sure did.
On there, ain't no, and he had some of them going against each other. So I'm trying to tell you, know what you're getting into. A lot of y'all don't know what you're getting into because you get caught up in the spirit of lust,
and you think you know more than your mama,
and you think you know more than your parents.
Yeah, you sure do.
See, I'm gonna tell you something about that. You think you know more than your parents? What happened? Your parent didn't discipline you. You're not supposed to withhold discipline from a child. The Bible says if you strike him with a rod, he won't die. And if you strike him with the rod, you'll save his soul from hell or her soul from hell.
That's right.
A lot of children growing up now, they ain't disciplined.
Mm-mm.
Because you let the school or the system discipline your child, then you wonder why they turn out the way they are.
If your child
turn out messed up, you're going to have some messed up grandchildren and messed up great-grandchildren.
Yep, that's right.
Because you have not addressed the issues that are in front of you in your own life.
That's right.
We all deal with stuff. I deal with issues that come up from my family as a result of my past and what happened in my present.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with stuff. Everybody deal with stuff.
That's right.
If these things are not addressed and they're not handled, I done got through it. But my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren will suffer because of something that happened long before they were even born.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in this case, it happened because of some funk bomb that you didn't got with,
mm-hmm.
that because your appetite, and I say appetite because when you get caught up in lust, it's just like eating a McDonald's a double cheeseburger or a quarter pounder. It'll satisfy you for a little bit, but after a while, that hunger gonna come back.
Yep.
That's what lust is. When you lust in the flesh, it'll satisfy you for that moment, but it's gonna come back, and you're gonna go right back to that same father that know how to do it the way you want it, but he can't do nothing else.
Janet
Jackson said, "What have you done for me lately?"
Yeah, I know that's the truth.
Hey, go ahead, wrap it up, baby.
So now, young ladies, I'll be picking this up again on tomorrow. But understand, if you all get a chance to look at the Perfect Sisters and look at it and understand, take yourself out and look at it for what it is. And I will touch base with you on tomorrow with the same topic, part two, continuing what you should be concerned about, what your children see you doing, single mother. You don't want everybody coming in and out of your children's life. And if you have an addiction problem, you need to get some help. Murder is not the answer, and it's not the solution, but God is always the answer. As the Bible says, Christ is the answer, and that's in Acts 4:12. So understand that I'll be continuing this on tomorrow, sometime tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, Until then, we will continue to pick up then. Have a blessed evening.